Music lives at Westminster Choir College at Rider University in Princeton, New Jersey. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the college's Westminster Symphonic Choir has, for almost 90 years, been performing with the world's foremost orchestras under some legendary conductors.
Founded in 1926, the Westminster College Symphonic Choir has been the go-to ensemble for orchestras such as the New York Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra, among many others, when choral works or works featuring massed voices are being performed. The list of those who have conducted the choir reads like a who's who of the greatest conductors of the past century: Leopold Stokowski, Arturo Toscanini, Bruno Walter, Leonard Bernstein, Herbert von Karajan, the list goes on and on. Yet the Symphonic Choir's own conductor often spends his time preparing his singers only to hand them off to some household name for the actual performance. It's usually not a problem, says Joe Miller.
I find that most orchestral conductors have an innate sense of vocalism, because so much of the music, you know, whether it's for the violin or the horn, is in essence so vocal in itself. So that is something that conductors all over tend to have in common.
An alum of Westminster is Yannick Nezet-Séguin, who regularly engages the college's choirs for Philadelphia Orchestra performances.
Working with Yannick is the most natural thing that I've ever done. He really understands how to talk to a singer.
Westminster Choir College is named for the church in which it was founded, but the college's main building contains a small piece of London's Westminster Abbey, famously the church where British royal weddings have taken place for centuries. In 1966, on a visit to Princeton, the Archbishop of York presented the college with a small stone corner piece from one of the Abbey's Norman arches. It is now part of one of the exterior walls of Williamson Hall.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.